We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Friday morning in the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino in Sparta, Atlantic City. After an extraordinary night at the Wells Fargo Center, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a game seven Sunday night at, I think, 7 o'clock in Toronto. John Johnson is here. John, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh, man. Is there anything better than game seven?
Nothing better.
Al, anything better than game seven?
Nope, it's the best.
Rhea, anything better than a game seven?
On Mother's Day? No, there is not.
Oh, my God. Is this going to be fun? This is the ultimate. Last night, the Sixers answer the test of an elimination game. Come out on fire. Have a little bump in the road. Even, John, I swear I heard a boo or two in there.
There was.
A couple of boos in there. They're just a reminder what city they were playing in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ba-boom, they blow out the Toronto Raptors and move to a game seven. Was that fun, John? Was that fun?
It was great.
What was the crowd like? I need you to compare that crowd to games three and four. Let's start with that.
Well, game three was louder than game four.
All right.
Last night's game was the loudest of the season.
Bigger than three?
It was not even close. Not even close. It was that loud.
I don't even want to say anything negative since I laid out 300. The weakest of the three was the one Ava Graham attended?
That's correct.
Do I ask for a rebate or something? What do I do for that?
No. You got to fight. You got your money's worth.
Okay, there are many ways I could start this, but I'm going to start it with the guy that won the game for us and has kept the Sixers in the series. Al, would you like to identify that individual?
Joel Embiid.
No.
Al. I was talking to Yon Yon.
How many times did you flip over to the hockey
series,
game?
Al? The whole series. Who's kept him in the series?
No. Even last night, either one's the same answer. That's my mistake. I went to the wrong person.
I thought it was Jimmy Butler, but then I
thought it was Jimmy Butler.
It's been Jimmy Butler.
No, John. Did you tell him Embiid over Butler?
No. The series, it's been Jimmy Butler. Last night, it was Joel Embiid.
Because could get Spike to come in and do the whole shift with us. He's knowledgeable.
Joel Embiid had a dominant third quarter. Butler was the best from the opening tip.
Here's what you need to know about Butler last night. Al, ignore Johnson for the future, please.
That's all upset now.
All right? I don't know what the hell he's telling you.
He convinced me the other way.
Well, he's stupid then. All right? Because that game, let me tell you about that game. I've seen a few of these kind of games. Crowd was ready to turn from the opening tip, Butler wouldn't let him.
No.
Butler came out saying, boys, I'll take this for a while here till we're in good shape. Mm-hmm. And Butler controlled the game. True or not?
Absolutely, no doubt.
Jimmy Butler was a man. Here's all you need today. I got one play for you on Butler. It's right near the end of the half.
That was it, yes.
Is Jimmy Butler a man? This play establishes his manhood. Let's listen.
Shot clock at 9. Butler gets around the paw, jumps, and hits off the glass. Butler, 17 points. Butler with a great play, steals it from Leonard on the other end, flies to the rim and lays it home with 0.4 seconds left. Jimmy Butler has taken over game 6.
Jimmy Butler, Al, I'm sorry, that's a $190 million game he just played.
Absolutely.
Even if he loses game 7, right? Jimmy Butler has kept it. Without Jimmy Butler, they're home right now. Jimmy, and you know what it is? It's not that he's talented, though he is. It's his heart. He's got heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's got another level he goes to when big games are up. Some guys, you see it in every game, John. When it's close game near the end, who wants a ball?
Yeah, that's where you find out what you're made of.
That's your gamer.
Yeah.
That's why game 7 is such a fascinating thing. It's an x-ray of a sports team.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what's inside the team? You put them in a game 7, everything on the line, an entire season's work on a line, and you will find out who'll step up. Now, I'll tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. No fear whatsoever. Butler will step up on Game 7 Sunday, and I'm pretty sure Leonard will. The rest of the guys will have to wait and see. You know, I got to make sure Embiid eats the right foods the next couple of days. I got to make sure Ben's in a good mood, and we'll get to all that stuff. There's the man right there. Let me tell you. Right, Al, you know that you've been in this city forever.
Yeah.
That's what the city wants to see. What Butler game last night? Wait a minute. We got a game with everything on the line? I better step up. Stepped up, took over the game. Amazing job by Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler to me right now, Al. I love this man. I love him. I think he's the best. I just think he's there for you. Now, the other guy stepped up once Jimmy had. John, am I right that Jimmy set the tone?
Jimmy, he had 19 first-half points. He is the reason they led comfortably at halftime.
And then the quirky guys, the guys that are moody, we're not sure, they basically followed his lead, correct?
That's correct.
Here is a play. And Bobby, the two other stars of the game, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
16-point Philadelphia lead. That's a 3-1 in the corner.
All right, so I just want to know, you were right. That crowd is amazing.
It was definitely. It was so loud last night.
But will you acknowledge that they were pretty close early in the game when they blew the early lead, the very early lead?
Yeah.
They were close to turning.
It was a 12-0 run.
There was a 12-0 run in which, you know, Jimmy talked about it after. Jimmy was up there. I think he's with Embiid after the game, right? And Jimmy's talking about the crowd and the effect it had. Listen to what he said.
Home crowd was great. No boos. They booed us a little bit, right?
They did boo.
Okay, they booed us a little bit. We appreciate it. But all in all, they was really into the game.
I got to tell you.
He's the perfect guy for this city.
Only you could say that. John can't too. You guys lived here your whole lives. He's ideally suited for this.
He's ideally suited.
He's raw. He's unfiltered.
He's raw. Exactly. And he made a statement. Al, this is so beautiful. I almost want to put it to music about his role on the team and what he needs to happen to be a positive force. This is on his tombstone 100 years from now.
Yeah.
They should put this on. Listen to Jimmy.
I play to win. I think right now this is what I have to do in order to give us a great chance of winning. I think from game to game, hell, from series to series, the role could change. I'm cool with it. Like I always say, I just want to win. If we win, I'm good. If we don't, I got a problem.
And he'll cause trouble. If they don't win, he'll point the finger. He'll tell you who let him down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got any doubts, John? Game 7 Sunday. I know I'm already talking about it because what happened last night was about Sunday. It's all about Sunday.
Yeah.
You have any doubt he'll be there Sunday?
Oh, he'll be there.
Do you have any doubt he will want the ball early in the game to set the tone? Enemy territory, everything on the line.
Yeah, he's a gamer.
He's the game. That's it. That's it. And that's what this city loves. So I would like to begin the game with a tribute to Jimmy Butler. Because without Jimmy Butler, we got nothing. We're done. Rio, are we done?
Yes. No
it's
doubt.
Over, right? So the other guys, nice players. They do well. I got all that stuff. It's not the same. It's not the same as Jimmy Butler. And that's why I'm just – the thing about it is, and I want to get Brett Brown's thoughts on this, because Brett Brown, Al, Brett Brown does get that part of it. Brett Brown – let me go through a couple of things he did, because he deserves some credit for what happened last night. One is it takes cojones to shut everything down the day before the game, the next game, when your team got crushed in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coaches are going to try to micromanage. He didn't manage at all. They didn't even practice, John. They just came home and had a rest then.
That's correct.
Then he got them together a few hours before the game to go over some strategy, to meet, to go through whatever video they needed to see. He waited till game day to do that. That's risky. All right? The other guy, Nick Nurse, I don't know what he was doing. He pulled Gasol out of the game. And then the Sixers went on a 10-0 run with Embiid.
Yep.
Was that a key moment?
It was a huge moment.
Who coached better last night?
Brett Brown.
By far.
By
right?
far.
Am I right?
It wasn't even close.
But Brown, if Brown is smart.
Yeah.
I have not heard this cut yet. We're down here in Atlantic City. If Brown is smart, he will be standing up with a megaphone doing a testimonial today to Jimmy Butler. Let's hear what he said.
The way he started, even the way he ended the first half, he just stamped his authority in his skill package and his will, pick whatever words you want. He was all over that game. And he was a tremendous leader, and his performance mirrored his attitude.
That's an excellent comment. That's an excellent comment. Furthermore, Al, he went to his favorite phrase. He called Jimmy the adult in the room. He likes to do that every time.
He didn't call him James?
Well, that's the reason. I notice I have avoided Ben so far because Ben did very well. Ben had a very good game.
Yeah, great game.
He had to have.
Yeah.
For his career, for his status in this city, he had to play the kind of game he played last night.
And he did.
There was stuff going on before the game, extremely annoying. And I want to bring that out now, too. Mm-hmm. Al, I know he's 22.
Yeah, it's a kid.
Do I need his dad doing a testimonial to him, to Mike Sielski, the columnist?
I don't know. I always wonder about going to people's parents. But
so you wouldn't have even done it as a columnist?
I don't. I always think you put the. What are you going to. I mean, a parent's going to.
Here's the thing. You're right. The parent's not going to say, man, I can't believe it. My son appears to be a dog. I cannot. He was not like this when he was growing up. Yeah, I don't know where he suddenly became, you know, a meow meow.
Although I do like to hear from Hollis's mother.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing, Al. Here's the thing. There was more validity to it. Because of the relationship that Dave Simmons, Ben's dad, has with the coach, Brett Brown.
Yeah.
They go back a long way.
Yeah.
But Dave Simmons came out and basically went, back off, everybody. My kid's 22.
Yeah. He's 22.
Doesn't play here. A guy's been living in Australia too long. That doesn't. John, does that play here? Does it play here?
I mean,
lay
sad,
off my kid.
You know?
He's the number one pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. He's making great money. He came with a lot of renown. And frankly, he has been underwhelming prior to last night.
That's correct.
With some good moments. But not until last night, he took a step up. But he did it courtesy of Jimmy Butler, in my estimation. The guy that I want to praise to the hills today is the great Jimmy Butler. And then, Al, I would like to advocate the immediate giving of $190 million to him. Because if they don't do it now, regardless of Game 7, you realize regardless of Game 7, Jimmy Butler has won the city of Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get the money offer.
He's got to
sure
get it.
Yeah.
He's got to get it.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, I mean, I don't see how he would elect to go somewhere else with that much more money on the line.
I'm going to do it now. I'm not going to wait.
Oh.
I always wait till 7. Why wait? There's no suspense. I'm going to do it now.
What are you going to do?
Winner of the week, Jimmy Butler. Any arguments?
No.
Hearing any arguments?
None.
Rhea, you're the judge.
Yes, I am.
I wish you all well.
Good luck,
I got great prizes today. Beat Jimmy Butler for winner of the week. Who do we have today? Wow. Al, we got the voice of Atlanta, John Kincaid. Does he ever shut up? He won't today
I guess
either.
That's a way to put it.
No, he won't today.
Can't wait to hear from you, John.
And the thing about it, they won Game 7 ahead, all that. John Kincaid is a Game 7 analyst. He's a guy that can raise his game, and he will at 7 o'clock this morning. 8 o'clock, nobody's got more opinions than Jack McCaffrey out Delco Times. He'll be on to tell us what he thinks. And I'm not going to lie to you. 9 o'clock, Kyle Newbeck's on.
Okay.
One of my favorite, maybe my favorite basketball writer in this city.
Okay.
And all he did yesterday prior to the game was get on my nerves.
Al, Angelo was emailing
nuts.
Me
Why?
Relentlessly.
I went nuts. He wrote a column saying it didn't matter what happened last night. No decisions involving the Sixers should hinge on what was going on last night.
Oh, well, that's crazy because the coach would have been gone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, hey, you work with him at Philly Voice. Talk. I don't.
Al, aren't we always told that the regular season doesn't matter? It's about the playoffs.
Right.
I'd like to inform everybody it's the playoffs.
And one other thing, I know it's not for a while in this show. My God, is Ava Graham going to lower the boom on some people this morning?
Oh.
Ava Graham. You would think that, you know, I gave her the money for the tickets, Al. She went to the game.
Yeah.
She's going to absolutely blow up a portion of the Sixer fan base this morning.
Because I wonder who.
It is one of the most dramatic hot seats we've ever had. Hmm. Here are your numbers, 888-729-9494. I would like to begin the Jimmy Butler tribute show. That's what I would hope for today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.